Indeed, we ask, or invite, shall we say, the channeler to take one more quiet pause and come to a place of centeredness. In fact, this is the mark of a true master, not. You can expect the unexpected. So she was up against the unexpected. The system did not want to cooperate. Have you ever had that experience of having a plan, your plan for how things were going to go, and yet the winds of nature, the events of the time sequence alter, change your plans? So again, let us demonstrate together, let us join together in the understanding of what to do. When you come against the brick wall, it is time to take that holy pause and trust. Trust that there is always a way. If the door closes, you can always go out through the window, so to speak. So one moment as we realign the energies. Indeed, greetings and welcome. It is a beautiful morning, is it not? A beautiful morning to be one. Be one with your true nature. Be one with your sacred heart. In fact, you are expanding beautifully, each of you. One moment. They're just asking me to make sure. Okay. In fact, you are expanding beautifully, each of you. You are opening up to your true nature. And what is your true nature about? Your true nature is far greater than the linear mind would have you believe. So you see, even though things were ajar, even though things seemed to be misstepped this morning, why won't the video conferencing work? In fact, what we watch the channeler do is employ her good spiritual tools. In other words, it was not working on the linear level. There it does appear to be a glitch, if you will, with the system. But what she did was she opened up and expanded to her universal truth, to the truth of the Father, to the truth of grace. And she called about her spiritual awareness. If there is a meeting that is supposed to be, if there is an opening up of consciousness this morning, then surely that heightened awareness has the ability to create the desired solution, if it is meant to be. You see, when she communed with the spirit within, when she communed with her higher self, when she understood that she was taking part in the experience and the details of the holy matter, in fact, she arrived at a clear and easy path. And in fact, dear ones, this is what we wish to speak about this morning. In fact, you're all up against the brick walls from time to time, are you not? And you can expect more to come. There is a little hint there. You understand that things will not remain status quo. You understand that there will be topsy-turvy days and moments. So how do you keep your boat aligned? How do you keep moving forward to your highest goal? It is understanding that it is not necessary to avoid the twists and turns. It is not necessary to avoid anything. You see, it is the resistance that creates the fear. It is the resistance that has you mistakenly believe that, okay, everything has gone awry, it will not work. In fact, time will prove again and again, and time is lessening, dear ones, as you know. Time will prove to you that you have the solutions, that you can create a miracle out of the foiled attempt. So let us give you an example. Let us say that you have a business prospect, you make a sales call, you understand that you work on commission, so the sales call is quite important to you. You get into your vehicle and you get on the road for the appointed appointment. Then there is a flat tire or there is a traffic jam or what have you, and you are stuck. You are literally stuck in the middle of nowhere. So you go to the market and you seek assistance. You start chatting with the market owner, and it turns out the market owner needs your product quite well and signs up and makes a couple of calls and has the friend sign up as well. Do you see? Sales call completed. So please understand that there are two ways to get the job done, two ways to complete things. One is from the linear timetable. The linear timetable will do things in the way that you have been taught to proceed linearly. In other words, I am here, it will take time to get from here to there, you understand? However, as you seek higher guidance, as you seek to embody your truth of your full multidimensional self, and we do not mean to scare you when we use these big words. What we mean is to understand that you have access to more information than your mind does. You were not brought up to believe this, but dear ones, this is quite true. So, again, as you open up to your full awareness, to your full mechanics, if you will, what you will find is wonderful divine solutions in the middle of the linear problem. You see, you will often not solve things the way the linear mind said, and the linear mind will remain correct. According to its plans, you are stuck. No conferencing, no sales commission, and so forth. But when you open up to the spiritual realm, when you open up to your true nature, what you will understand is, in fact, this is the purpose of the plan all along. This is what your higher self is seeking. Your higher self is seeking to come into your life. Your higher self is seeking to come into your mind stream and to travel with you, to make things a bit easier. You see, you all have an ego script. You all have an agenda, and you will follow it to the T until you open up to your intuition, or sometimes until the linear plan doesn't work. And then there is clapping, there is great cheer amongst your spirit guides, because sometimes it is only in these moments, do you understand, that you give up trying to make the linear plan work and you turn to a higher source. And that is when your true self can intervene. That is when your true self can step in. So you see, it is an opportunity, dear ones, that you are being afforded in this lifetime to truly live out the rest of your lives according to the higher source, according to your multidimensional self, according to the all of you. You see, the ego script is set up as a script. The ego script is set up to show you the separation. You are separate from where you are versus where you want to achieve. You are separate from your true nature. You are separate from God. You are separate when those that you love cross over. It is a game of separation. The more that you begin to remember, the more that you begin to access the higher stream, the broader understanding, remembering that separation is just an illusion, remembering that you are truly one with all people and all times, the more that you allow that sense to guide you, to show you, to stream into your awareness, what you will do, dear ones, is you will walk out of the ego script. And so while those are standing in the traffic jam, frustrated over the traffic, while those are complaining about the economics of the day, or whatever the case may be, you will have the peaceful smile. Not because what they are saying is not true. According to the linear standard, it is quite true. It is because you are learning to follow the voice within. You are learning to problem solve from a higher perspective. You are learning to listen to truth. And there is a twofold purpose to this. On the one level, it is quite useful, is it not? It solves the video cast problem. It solves the sales commission problem. It solves many problems you will find and discover quite easily. So your linear life, as you believe yourself to be experiencing one, will go a bit smoother, will go a bit easier. It will bring answers quickly. You will solve things from a higher perspective, a higher consciousness, if you will. So we enjoy seeing this for you because we understand there is the notion and idea, the illusion of suffering. And as a child of God, you need no longer suffer. So it is great purpose for you to experience the non-suffering within the space of duality. On a higher level, it is quite purposeful as well because, again, you are walking out of duality itself. You are walking out of the belief in separation, and you are walking out of your linear illusion. So what does this mean? Sometimes, dear ones, this brings a bit of fright to ones that are secure in their walk of life. Well, what does this mean? Will I have to give up my physical body? Will I have to give up my parenting role? What does this mean? What this means, dear one, is you will travel still within the physical body. Ascension does not mean leaving the physical body. It means housing the physical body with a lighter consciousness, a lighter awareness. So you understand that you are in the world. You are still in possession of your home. You are still going to your job or whatever the case may be. But you see the truth. You see the truth that you are simply following a script. You can choose to follow it. You can choose to jump over it. You can choose to ascend. As you ascend in consciousness, what you do is you still walk the planet. You still eat the food. You still wash the dish. You still clean the carpet. But you do so holding the energy signature of love. You do so solving all of your problems at will. Whatever you need, you magically attract. You're all playing this game now, are you not? And this is our third point. Ascension is not something that suddenly you will wake up and say, okay, I am now ascended consciousness. Ascension is actually occurring moment by moment. Every time you choose to solve the problem from the higher awareness, this is ascension. Every time you reconnect with your true self, this is ascension. Every time you remember to surrender the judgments, the hurt, the pain, the illusion to the grander self, to the higher self, and you release, you release, you release, this is ascension. So dear ones, understand the power that you possess. You possess the power to walk in the world and not be of the world. You have the power to bring in the higher energies in this lifetime. You have the power to access your full dimensional, multidimensional self in a grand way. And you do this little by little. As you wake up and have these feelings of beauty, this is waking up to your multidimensional self. As you wake up to understanding you are much more powerful than you ever deemed possible, this is waking up to your multidimensional self. Even the channeler, as we speak, has the awareness that when she looked at her problem from the linear level, it was not working. It is true, there is a glitch in their conferencing system this morning, but when she surrendered to the all of her, suddenly she bypassed it. Why? Because she is creating her experience moment by moment. Is she able to influence what you refer to as the internet? The answer is yes. You see, she understands she is not separate from the internet. She understands she is dreaming the internet. And since this is part of her dream, she can create what she needs. You see, you are all doing this. Some of you are consciously aware you are doing it. Some of you just go within your heart, and your heart beams you the solution. You see, when you have a strong desire for something, when you have a desire to meet someone, when you have a desire to create something, it is your energy going out ahead of you, planning the solution. And then when suddenly something works, you say, aha, you see, problem solved. What you do not understand was that it was your divine energy lining up with the will of the higher self, creating your miracle, your solution. So, are you waiting for someone from the sky to come down and bless your life and create your miracles for you? Hardly not. You see, this is the infancy part of spirituality, to believe that there is more power that has been given to others and not to you. In fact, you possess the power. You have the ability to create the miracles, to create any miracles that you so desire. We pause for a moment to allow that awareness to sink in. it is an important awareness, is it not, that you create your miracles. You see? There is great safety in that. There is great empowerment in that. There is also responsibility in that. If you are not waiting on another, then what are you waiting for? You see? So, ascension is the way. Ascension is occurring. The energies are here. It is not something you are waiting for 6 months, 6 years. It is happening moment by moment, day by day. Every time you turn to the higher thought, every time you turn to the higher vibration, every time you surrender your lower self and open up to your truth. Your truth is that you are expanded awareness. Your truth is that you are all of it. Your truth is that there is no separation from anyone or anything. Your truth, dear ones, if you will accept this, is that you are not separate from your ascended energy. You see? Have we lost anyone yet? We sometimes do. There is a beginner slope, if you will, the bunny slope, for those that take ascension, something they like to keep out far away from them. And then there is the truth. The truth is, you are not separate from ascended consciousness, from ascended awareness. It is only your belief, and your beliefs are quite powerful. As you come to believe more and more of your power, as you come to teach yourselves to realign with your true self more and more, as you begin to create the miracles for yourself more and more, you will believe. You will believe in what we are sharing. You will believe in your power. And you will understand the riddle. There is no need to wait. It is simply a matter of deciding, what will you have today? Will I have more of the same? Will I focus on my linear life and only the linear? Or will I still be active in my linear life, but will I bring in the higher energies, the higher attunement? The choice is yours. The path has been laid. It is for you to decide which path you want to follow. We have a strong inclination of which you will choose, for you have already chosen it by spending this holy time with us. And it is a good path, a good path. You are surrounded by many, many ascended masters. Each of you are not alone. You do not walk your pathway alone, we can assure you. So you are not all alone in the fishbowl trying to make your way up. You are surrounded by masters. Masters you have known in other lifetimes. Masters you know in this lifetime, as well as your master self, encouraging you, whispering truths to you, showing you the way. Your job is simply to follow. As you become willing to follow, these signs will become easier to see. The voice will become louder. Ascension is here. Here for the taking. So enjoy it. Have fun with it. Make it not a serious thing. For when you make it serious, the ego mind will step in. And the ego mind will tell you, yep, you are doing this ascension path all wrong. You see, this is only ego. So make it not a serious thing. Make it a joyful experience. Joyfully awakening to your true self, to your Christ self, to the master within. So at this time, we would like to share the attunement and energies of more of you, of your true self, of your master self, to support the awakening that you have called to you. So we ask you to relax, let go, and receive. And if you will allow it, imagine the energy you are receiving permeating your dwelling space, your living residence, allowing the energy to travel and release anything unlike love. So imagine the energy permeating your auric space, traveling through all your etheric levels and bodies, and then traveling throughout your entire residence, wherever that may be, in whatever sacred space you now reside at. Dear ones, you are blessed. Feel the blessing. Accept the blessing. Know you are blessing and light itself. And so it is. Oh my God, I lost them. Hey, Lou.